County Manager Jasper said a number of interesting ideas were thrown out Monday about adjusting attitudes to driving, parking, and riding mass transit.
Should we have bus lanes? Should we look at real incentives or disincentives to encourage people to either carpool or have multiple people in the car? There's been a lot of focus on tourist impacts. I think we could better utilize our fleet of SUVs that drive around from the various resorts. I think they could be better booked or better routed, I guess. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of things. The two councils have said continuing to widen the highway is not necessarily the answer.
Jasper said he was also struck by the comments about the impacts of available parking.
When I first got out of college and moved to New York City, there was no place to park for, you know, a young poor person like me. If there's no place to park that was affordable, you didn't have a car. Now, I don't think we need to be that draconian, but and as part of our planning operations, when we review developments and all that, we require a ratio of parking to, depending on the type of business or home it is. I think we probably ought to relook at that, because in some ways we're encouraging the kind of 50s, 60s model of everybody comes in a single car.
One meeting participant even suggested odd-even days for people to drive based on their license plates, as in Paris. Jasper said that's been adopted by other European cities such as Palermo and Lisbon. On the topic of light rail, they heard from Mike Allegra, the general manager of the Utah Transit Authority.
He was pointing out that if you're going to run rail, that's the cheap part. The more difficult part is moving all the infrastructure underneath the ground, etc., to get in rail. I'm not sure we would have that same kind of cost that they have in Salt Lake City.
Concerning the Salt Lake to Park City bus connection, Jasper said it still needs government funding, but is doing better.
It's doing better. It's gotten better each year. It's still heavily subsidized by the city and the county. The way it had worked is UTA was helping to subsidize first, and the agreement was that when we reached enough ridership that wasn't necessary, that their subsidy would end. Theirs has ended. The county and city combined are still subsidizing the route. But, you know, subsidy is an interesting kind of thing. It's how your whole tax structure works right now. Many things. We subsidize automobiles in America by the way our taxes work and our write-offs work.
The group also heard some of the financial figures on converting Park City's bus barn to accommodate natural gas vehicles.
You know, we have to live within the amounts we get from the federal government and the amounts we've budgeted. And so, I mean, I was a little surprised. It could cost anywhere from $500,000 to $1 million to convert our existing infrastructure, particularly our bus barn, to accept CNG. CNG floats to the top, and normal diesel kinds of things goes down to the bottom, the fumes, and so there is a conversion cost.
Jasper said he's asked the County Health Board to analyze the information they have on CNG concerning its environmental impacts. He said they have some mixed reports from their health director and sustainability coordinator.
There's no argument about its effect on the tailpipe in terms of everyday air pollution and smog that we suffer from. The longer issue is the whole, if you go from what they call well to wheels, what's the impact in terms of your carbon footprint? There, the data that they could discover showed it kind of break even, maybe slightly in favor of natural gas. But then that's looking at when they drill for natural gas or they put the wells in, there's oftentimes methane escape, and methane's hard on the carbon footprint. That could be regulated, probably will be regulated more in the future.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.